Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Today, we're going to talk about health issues as we age. So today, we have a guest, Arlene. Arlene's going to share with us two main areas that a lot of people have as they start to age. One of them is A1C, and the other is diabetes, among other things. So we're going to get our guest speaker on, Arlene, who joins us once a month. Arlene, are you there?
Yes, I am. Victoria, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you well. Thank you, Arlene, for joining us. So you want to start in on what today's subject is going to be about?
Oh, yes. Thanks so much, Victoria, for inviting me on your radio show. Today, I'm going to be talking about diabetes and your A1C symptoms. If you're experiencing excess thirst along with other type 2 diabetes symptoms, there are several things that you can do. People with diabetes, especially people who don't realize they have it, are at a high risk. When levels of sugar in the blood are too high, the body tries to get rid of the excess glucose through increased urine output. All of those extra trips to the bathroom can be dehydrated. If you are a diabetic and suffer from frequent thirst or urination, you can work together to improve your blood sugar control. Also, there are foods to help manage your diabetes and A1C. There's blueberries, salmon, broccoli, asparagus, and spinach. Let me repeat those items again. Blueberries, salmon, broccoli, asparagus, and spinach. If you're experiencing excess thirst along with all those other symptoms, it's time to pay a visit to your doctor. Thank you.
Wow. So one of the main areas that you spoke about, Arlene, was the foods that you can actually take. What do a lot of them, are they easy to find at the store? I know you mentioned like spinach. You're talking about more raw spinach and not canned spinach, correct?
Yes. Green fresh spinach. That is very healthy. And like you say, Victoria, where can you find these others? Any store you can get the frozen blueberries, or either you can get the fresh blueberries. Also, you know you can get salmons are very good. You can get the salmons at any store. And broccoli is the fresh broccoli is the best, and the frozen broccoli. You can get that in any store. Also, again, the asparagus in any store. But always try to get to not the frozen. If you can, get the fresh fish. Okay?
Wow. You know, that is a really good list because I know a lot of times they talk about superfoods. And I think every one of the ones you name, especially the blueberries, are if more individuals would really, as they age, pay attention to their diet, a lot of this can be controlled. And the list of foods you gave, I am personally going to make sure that I, when I do the event, speak upon that because health issues are really, really prevalent. And we really need to make sure that we take care of ourselves as we age so that we're here for our loved ones. So thank you so much for that list, Arlene. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking to you next month on another subject on As We Age. So you have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, Victoria. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And we will continue as we talk about aging and things we need to do. We really want to make sure that we stay on top of that. And our next episode, we're going to give a little bit more detail on what you should do if you're living with someone with diabetes, A1C, or health issues, and you're trying to insist on them taking better care of themselves, and they're really not doing that. What can you do as someone that loves a loved one that is aging, and you can see their health deteriorating, but as we get older, we definitely get more hard-headed, and we don't want to do the things that are necessary to take care of ourselves. We'll take care of everyone else, but we don't take care of ourselves. So we're going to touch a little bit about that on our next episode when we speak with Arlene. So thank you so much for joining us. We love your comments on Business Body and Balance, and have a fantastic weekend.